John Dinkins has a look at the Riverdale starters in tonight's contest.
All right, first of all, for the Riverdale Warriors, it'll be Matt Rust, number 39, is split in. Brennan Alexander at tackle, Mitchell Maxwell at guard. Chris Holcomb will be at center, number 76. Cody Dye, number 50, will be at right guard. Josh Hatfield, the right tackle, number 53. And Dante Glover, the tight end, number 44. At quarterback, it's Dylan Woodruff, number 14. He's a junior. He'll be starting at the QB spot. Marcellus Odom, number 2, will be at one running back spot, along with Marika Odom, number 3. Adam Davenport will be at fullback. He's 5'11", 201-pound senior, wearing number 5. And defensively, we'll go quickly here. It's Ivy, McCullough, Simmons, Glover, Boykin, Burns, Phillips, Odom, Jackson, and Brown. And we are going to try to give you the St. X lineup, but we're going to turn it over to Brian Baird here. We're about ready to get underway with the kickoff. We do know that for St. X, it'll be Alex Mattingly at quarterback. The tailback is Charles Walker. The fullback, Tony Sloan. And Matt Wimpy will be at split end.
Joe is in the football, and it is picked up by St. X at the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. And that is where he'll be upended by Lamar Brown for the Riverdale Warriors. And St. X with pretty good field position. Your J. Mullins Jewelry official kickoff time, 7:31. We're about 30 minutes behind here. And we had kind of a rush up here for the pregame, but our thanks to Rick's Barbecue for the county roundup, as brief as it was this evening, and to Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet PAG Sporting Goods and Winners Trophies for the starting lineups. Mattingly back to pass, quick slant out left side. It is going to be caught. And that was Beats with the catch. Brought down by Lamar Brown. One thing about these college press boxes, we are a good deal away from the action. Second down, 3 yards to go. Pitch back, and what a great stop of Charles Walker by Scotty Boykin. Boy, Boykin made his presence known there quickly, Don.
Incredibly impressive hit by Boykin. Of course, he's a very talented linebacker, but he hit him right between the numbers and put him back for a big tackle.
Loss of 2 on that to bring up a third down and 5 yards to go. Just underway here at the Ville, Papa John's Cardinal Stadium in Louisville, Kentucky tonight. Senior Alex Mattingly going to keep it himself. Draw play, goes right side, 45, dives down to the 42-yard line before Peyton Phillips made the stop. And it is a first down for the St. X Tigers. They're clad in the yellow uniforms, green numbers, white trim. Riverdale in the white unis, Cardinal numbers, gold helmets. Two wideouts here to the near side. They're moving left to right. Running a lot of receivers. Beats lined up and tailback. The pitch is to the fullback, Walker, and Walker is stood up. Leading the way, Scotty Boykin, and he brought his friends.
Boy, Boykin, he's come to play tonight, as he always does, there at that linebacker spot. But they haven't had any luck running up the middle so far tonight. And they're usually a run-oriented offense, a run of the option. But last week, they ran a spread offense with the young sophomore quarterback who's got pretty good mobility and a strong right arm.
They send to the left side Wimpy, one of the receivers, rolling out. Is the quarterback Mattingly. Now he's scrambling for his life. Crosses the 40 down to the 39-yard line before Peyton Phillips made the tackle. It'll bring up a third down and 5, so that's a pickup of 6 yards.
Harry Simmons, number 8, combines with Rodney Burns.
One thing that they are doing is they are substituting a lot.
That's one thing they mentioned. that they are very, very deep. Hardly any player has to play both ways for St. X, so that's going to be an advantage to them because Riverdale does have a few guys to play both ways, a very large squad.
I counted, there's 211 players.
It looks like it. Mattingly back to pass, finds open receiver, caught at the 30, and that's going to be enough for a first down, an 8-yard pickup. And the catch is made by Charles Walker.
Well, he drilled that ball in a major way. The receiver did a good job to catch that ball because that was a bullet.
8 minutes, 42 seconds to play here in the first. 0-0 your score. St. X driving there at the 31-yard line. Lone receiver is Wimpy. He is to the right. Backfield is split. There are flags.
Flags down prior to the snap.
We'll check them out. It's going to be a false start against St. X. Back them up here a little bit. The first penalty, first mistake of the game here thus far. Good to have you along with us here for what is deemed the Bluegrass High School Football Classic, the fourth game of four today. It's Sloan and Moore in the backfield as Mattingly is under center. Hands off to Moore, and Moore carries the pile from the 36 to about the 34, 35, I think that 33 or 34-yard line. Looks like they're going to put it down at the 33. Lamar Brown on the tackle for the Riverdale Warriors. Johnson, one of two wideouts to the left, three to the right. Backfield is empty, and Mattingly has all kinds of time to pass across the middle. Incomplete. And that breaking that up was Lamar Brown, and that was pretty close right there, Don, to maybe some interference. Don't know.
Yeah, we may have gotten a little break that time. It looked like he may have had made contact, kind of holding on to him as the ball arrived, but maybe it was just perfect timing for a great play.
Well, that is what it's going to be here, third down and 12.
He had that quarterback had all kinds of time. That offensive line did a great job of pass protecting, and, you know, it could be a long night if he has that much time to throw the ball.
Sends three wide outs to the right, one to the left. He's going to keep it himself and maybe make a late dump off, and he does. Catch is going to be made at the 27-yard line by Johnson before Keenan Jackson makes the tackle for the Warriors. That is not going to be enough for the first down, however. Not even close. Ball is down at the 27-yard line.
It would be a 44-yard field goal attempt if they were to do that.
We'll see what they bring out Hunter Hallett or whether they keep Mattingly in there. And it does appear that they're going to go for it here on fourth down and 6 yards to go. So the Riverdale defense going to be tested here quickly. Mattingly looks left, throws left, complete left side to Johnson. Complete down to the 14-yard line before Lamar Brown could make the tackle.
Well, I tell you what, the cornerback he went for the interception, and it was just a perfectly executed pass play, and he didn't quite get there in time, and the receiver made a great catch and for a big play.
Needed 6 yards, got 13 out of that play. It's first down from the 9-yard line.
Yards on the last completion.
Make that 14-yard line. Mattingly rolls out right side. Pass intended for Walker. He drops it.
Well, we've talked about it many a times, Brian. He did the proverbial mistake of trying to run before he catch the ball. He turned to run and didn't make the catch, and it cost him.
Well, that was a touchdown right there because he was wide open.
They had flooded the right side with two receivers going deep. He came out shallow in the flat, was wide open with lots of room to rumble and, I guess, ramble, and he dropped the ball.
He looked like he was rumbling to me.
Yeah, he was rumbling.
Or maybe that was my car on the way down here. Mattingly under center on the second down play. Going to keep it himself and dive left side for a couple of yards before Matt Hunsinker, the sophomore lineman, makes the tackle for the Riverdale Warriors. Brings up third down 7 yards to go, and we've got an injured St. X player on the turf.
Looks like it's one of their offensive linemen. We got number 63 coming in to take his place, it looks like. That would be big number of Sebastian Ariza. He's a 6-foot offensive lineman, a senior.
Well, I think it's a good time to talk about Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Since 1924, TOA has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com. And State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Thompson Services, Air Conditioning, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard. And Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard has some finals from yesterday. Smyrna defeated Brentwood 28-7. Blackman over Pearl Cone 30-6 yesterday. Oakland 35, Hunters Lane 7. Siegel over Lincoln County 33-20. Laverne defeated Wilson Central 21-17. Eagleville over McEwen 27-0. And Ezell Harding tripped up Middle Tennessee Christian School by a score of 28-8. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard. And don't forget, we will be at Siegel Friday night for the pregame show starting at 7 o'clock for Blackman and Siegel.
Blackman-Siegel, district action next week. By the way, that was Joe Toby, the offensive guard, 5'11 junior, who was shaken up on the play. He is walking off with some assistance from the trainers, and we're about ready to get back underway here with the 3rd and 7 facing St. X, ball on the 11-yard line. Mattingly fakes the handoff and now is running for his life. Can they get to him? No. Mattingly stops. Now is going to be brought down at the 15-yard line, so they do lose about 4 yards on that. Marcellus Odom made the tackle, but it was the scramble out of the pocket that made that work, Don.
Yeah, they forced him out of the pocket. He's been rolling out right or left all night long, but he was forced out of the pocket that time. And great job of containment by the Riverdale defense to not let him get all choked up, Brian.
You did get kind of choked up over it.
I did get a little choked up, but when I see that Riverdale defense make a play like that.
Well, they are going to attempt a field goal. 32-yard field goal attempt for St. X to take the lead. The snap is good. The set, the kick is away. It is up and splits the uprights. St. X strikes first here. They lead 3-0 with 6:24 left in the first quarter of play. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter, too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Of course, on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carvis by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
The kickoff is bobbled by Adam Davenport in the end zone, so they will bring it out to the 20-yard line. That's a good thing. He bobbled it there, and nobody was there.
Well, he bobbled it in play, and the ball went off his hands into the end zone, and so they call that a touchback. I guess he didn't have possession of it, is why they get the ball in the 20.
Woodruff works from under center this time. First play, tipped up in the air, but finally brought down by Deontay Glover. Thank goodness that was a tip ball, and good hands there That was a very dangerous play, but complete to the 31-yard line for an 11-yard pickup and a first bank first down.
Boy, good luck and great concentration by Glover. That ball was just a little dump over the linebacker who tipped it into the hands of Glover, who made a great play.
Two wideouts right side for the Warriors. Rolling out is Woodruff to the right. Passes out that way to Odom. Odom going to be strung out and pushed out of bounds at the 37-yard line by Clements. That was Mariko Odom. Got Mariko Odom, the sophomore, and Marcellus Odom, the senior for the Riverdale Warriors.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive for St. X, 14 plays, 6 minutes, 15 seconds. Steve Martin Construction, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. It's 3-0 St. X over the Warriors.
Davenport in the backfield. The throw over, now comes out right side, and it is complete to Davenport. Rambles to the 50-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. Woodruff threw a bullet over right side, and it was Gruelinson making the tackle for St. X. A 13-yard pickup and another first bank. First down, Warriors.
Great play by the Warriors. Well-designed fullback coming out of the backfield. Those are always hard to defend, and he made a great catch and then a great run after the catch.
Near side receiver is Wickful. The handoff is to Marcellus Odom. Odom rambles right side for 4 yards. We'll make it 4. Ryan Oliver with the tackle. Second down for Riverdale High School. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left here in the first. Riverdale trails 3-0. St. X held to a field goal on their opening drive. This is Riverdale's opening drive as they move right to left. Marcellus Odom is in motion. Make that Mariko, and he gets the catch left side. Going to be run out of bounds at the 45-yard line of St. X. Ball at the 35-yard line before Schinkel makes the tackle. Moves the chains again for Riverdale. Another first bank first down. 11-yard pickup. Donnie, they're picking up big chunks of yardage.
Great offensive series to open up. Mainly, they've thrown the ball every time but once so far, which is just going to set up that running game. But a very impressive beginning for the Warriors.
Odom Brothers going right side, and the pitch is over to Marcellus Odom. And Marcellus gets it to the 29-yard line. And he picks up 5 yards before Clements made the tackle.
Woodruff is looking sharp, isn't he? He's right on the money on all those passes.
You know, he drilled that pass because he had a lot of pressure on him, and it looked like that was a dangerous pass.
It was.
But he picture perfect.
Right. He drilled it to the sideline, an out pattern, and he had to, and he did.
Matt Rust, one of the receivers near side. Now the handoff is to Davenport. Davenport dives for the sticks and is right there at the first down marker. It depends on the spot. If they put it down right there, we ought to have a first down, but I think they're going to mark him just shy by about a half a yard. Shane Smith with the takedown. It brings up third and very short. Third and less than a yard to go. Really, if they would flip the football over, we'd have that first down. Davenport in the backfield. Whistles.
Hopefully we got a timeout here. Yes.
We did get a timeout. Timeout Riverdale as they face a 3rd-and-1 when we come back. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue. And Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's. and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up is the IDST's halftime show. We'll have the latest scores, stands, sports news, and more coming up here on WGNS. 3-0 St. X, Riverdale driving.
Odom brothers are slot to either side. Woodruff is going to keep it himself and try to inch forward, and I think he is going to be short. We shall see. There's a huge pileup at the 35-yard line. He only needed inches. The old quarterback sneak, it's all going to depend on where the stripes set it down.
Fourth down, it looks like, Brian.
From right there, it is fourth down. What will Riverdale do here? Probably a touch too far for a field goal. Woodruff is in. Ball is fumbled. And I think St. X is going to have the fumble recovery. Not going to matter. They would have taken over on downs. A bad exchange from Chris Holcomb to Dylan Woodruff, Don.
Yeah, I tell you what, just started out with a flawless drive, executed, moving the ball down the field. They get down here inside the 30, and with third and short, call a timeout. They don't make it on the quarterback sneak. And then after the botched snap, Xavier recovers the fumble. Foiled opportunity.
St. X with a 3-0 lead, and the football now. Mattingly. Hand off to the tailback, which is Brandon Moore. He picks up 4 yards coming near side. 3 minutes, 17 seconds left here in the first at the State Farm Bluegrass High School Football Classic. Kerry Simmons made the tackle for the Warriors.
That would have been a 42-yard field goal attempt if they had tried a field goal attempt, and hopefully that's in their range. But they did. They went for it and didn't make it.
Second down and six.
Wimpy is one of two receivers to the left. Mattingly hands off again to Moore. Moore trying to barrel his way right side for about 4 yards before it's Rodney Burns who made the tackle. Donnie, it looks like both of these teams used the pass to set up the run game, and now they both go into the run game.
Yeah, both have come out throwing the ball all over the field and to set up the run, and they have a very strong running attack. But like you say, they're throwing the ball to start off the game a lot more than running the ball, but just two very well-balanced offenses.
Third down and three from the St. X 34. Mattingly in some trouble. Now is going to scramble out of it. Now makes a long pass downfield, wide open at the 40. In Riverdale territory, the catch made by Johnson. Touchdown saving tackle by Marcellus Odom out there from his DB spot. Really playing some safety on that one. And it's a first down for St. X at the Riverdale 37-yard line, 29-yard pass and catch.
I don't know whether it was just a broken down coverage, but that guy was wide open.
High backfield for Alex Mattingly. And the handoff to Charles Walker. Turns and spins, does the sophomore to the 35-yard line. A pickup of two before Peyton Phillips made the tackle.
Number 16 gets the carry.
They'll bring up a second down.
Donnie, it looks like when Charles Walker gets the ball and he falls, he gets two more yards. I mean, almost every carry they get, they're looking almost like they're taught to go down.
He's got that great spin
at the end.
That great forward lean in his run, and you're right. He picks up extra yards while being tackled.
Sloan and Walker in lined up in the eye, and there is flag, I guess. I don't see it.
Yeah,
but
there's
they blew
a flag
the
out there on the 25.
Sure is. Somebody probably lined up in the wrong spot.
Yeah, it's going to be against St. Xavier, I think, procedure.
Ball start against St. X. 5-yard penalty. Makes it now second down and 13, which is better than second and 8. We'll take that.
Our first in-game stat, that's 10 yards in penalties for St. X. Riverdale has not been penalized at this point.
Extra linemen, they're on the line, ready to block, and now they, of course, throw the pass out here right side. rambling around is Wimpy, and then he is decked by Marcellus Odom. They do get the ball down to the 35-yard line, but a great wrap-up tackle there by Odom.
Great open-field tackle. That was a well-designed screen pass to the right sideline. They had three or four lead blockers, but the Odom kid broke through that and made a great open-field tackle.
Actually spotted at the 34. Third down, 7 yards to go. Only 30 seconds left in this first quarter. Three-step drop. Mattingly flushed out of the pocket. Going to tuck it and run or throw it. He throws it away. Incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down with 17 seconds to go. This would be
Mattingly back to pass.
What a 44-yard field goal attempt.
44, the 51-yarder when he had those 7 yards where the ball is snapped back to. So looks like they're gonna punt it.
They are punting away to the Warriors.
Be careful here.
This is true.
It's Marcellus or Mariko Odom, I think, the deep man back, standing at the 10. They do get the punt off, and it's going to sail to the back of the end zone. Well, only 11 seconds left here in the first. St. X leading the Riverdale Warriors by a score of 3-0. The touchback will put the ball at the 20-yard line.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you tonight in part by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, Bell Jewelers, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. You can read local sports coverage with Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. They got all the scores and standings for middle school and high school.
Dylan Woodruff under center. Sends Odom in motion here to the near side. Now Mariko cuts back, goes across the grain, 30. He's at the 35, 40, and is going to be out of bounds near midfield. What a great run.
That was a great run, and what a huge cutback block by quarterback Dylan Woodruff. He flattened the guy to allow the Odom kid to round the corner. Great play.
Underwood made the tackle, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. Riverdale has the ball at the 49-yard line. When we come back, you're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family, too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale Warriors with a first and 10 as we swap sides, going left to right. Davenport stuffed in the backfield by Clyburn.
This portion of tonight's game by State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Kansas Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. They help you bring this very special Saturday evening broadcast.
Second down, we'll call it a loss of about a half a yard. Davenport in the backfield, man in motion for the Warriors. Woodruff passing out left side, and it is going to be complete to Keenan Jackson. Jackson rambling at the 45 in St. X territory, brought down at about the 42-yard line. by George Stone, who appears to be shaken up on the play.
Jackson, number 23.
Well, Jackson, that was just a quick hitter out to the left flat, and he had two defenders right there on him. He split through the defenders to pick up that extra yardage.
Riverdale trails in this game 3-0, just underway here in the second period. Second quarter, really. Let me get my sports straight here. Woodruff rolling out right side in a bit of trouble, scrambles out of it. Now makes a quick pitch out to Mariko Odom. Mariko to the 40, to the 39, maybe 38-and-a-half yard line before Clements makes the tackle for St. X.
Well, that extra effort gave him the first down. He was one guy is not going to bring that guy down. I tell you what, he avoided that first tackle and a huge first down.
That is a first bank first down for the Riverdale Warriors. Ball at the St. X 38-and-a-half yard line. Ball on the right hash as the Warriors move left to right. Rust and Mariko Odom, receivers to the left. Woodruff's going to keep it, finds a wide hole, 35-30. Now late pitch, 30, 20, 15, and brought down at the 10-yard line. And who did he make that pitch to? Was it Davenport?
I believe it was Davenport.
It was. What a thing of beauty.
That was a thing of beauty. Dylan Woodruff rolled out to his left and cut up the middle and made a nice little nifty run. And just when you think he's going to keep it all the way, he flips the ball back, ball out to Davenport there on the option. And he was able to rumble down the field for a few more yards. And that was a beautiful play.
Tigers take a timeout. So will we. 3-0 St. X. You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports on the Big G.
Hello once again. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings & Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Woodruff working to hand off to Davenport. Davenport barreling his way down. Left side going in. And it's actually Odom who gets in for the touchdown, Warriors.
Man, I didn't quite see exactly what I thought. He was tackled in a big pile, and then somebody was just running into the end zone.
Well, it was great deception about where the ball was. That was about as good as I've ever seen that. Riverdale touchdown gives them the 6-3 lead, trying to add on the PAT. Snap, set, kick. It is up. And it is good by Amin Armand. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots good food and fun on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. Warriors take the lead 7-0, or make that 7-3, off of a 10-yard run by Odom. We'll be right back. State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bunch Tire Pros is your tire dealer. We have been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 30 years, and we enjoy what we do. That's why we keep doing it. If you need new tires, brakes, alignment, a battery, or an oil service, we can help. This is Kay Mitchell. My husband Bud and I strive to help give each and every customer the one-on-one service they deserve. Shop the experts. Shop Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Pike, which is also known as East Main Street in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Armand kickoff sails to the back of the end zone, and St. X will have the ball, first and 10 from the 20, trailing now 7-3, 10:22 left here before half. Mattingly, the late handoff to Charles Walker. Walker picks up a couple of yards before Kerry Simmons makes the tackle.
That last play on our Steve Martin Construction time of the drive for Riverdale, seven plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes, 18 seconds is all it took, and it took a couple of nifty plays by Jackson and Odom and Woodruff, and looked pretty impressive. Steve Martin Construction, if you have the perfect lot, Steve Martin can build you the perfect home. 904-9639.
Empty backfield for Mattingly, who rolls out far side, makes the long pitch downfield, and it's incomplete. That ball intended for Johnson.
Down the right
sideline. Odom defending out there.
Just incomplete.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
7-3 Warriors scored on their second possession. Drove it 80 yards.
No Braves game tonight, by the way. Hurricane Irene ran them off, and after looking at what they did last night, it's probably just as well. Lost 6-0 to the Mets.
Mattingly with a third down and 8. Three-step drop in trouble and sacked. The brown bag goes to Mr. Rodney Burns. Brought the pressure that time, knew that they were in an obvious pass situation, Don.
Yeah, they just had their ears pinned back and got great pressure. Three guys got to them at the same time, and they've answered that pass protection problem that they were having earlier.
Hallett back to punt. And it is going to take a Riverdale, make that a St. X roll. Draws to a close at around the 43-yard line, which makes it a 37-yard punt. It'll be first and 10 for Riverdale, so holding them to a three and out now here too, Donnie. You get to do that ball control thing you love.
Yeah, that was a great defensive thing for the Warriors that time, and get that offense back on the field and see if they can put some more points on the board. Right now, Woodruff is 7 of 7 for 58 yards, so he's clicking on all cylinders along with some nifty running as well.
He is on fire, sending Russ to the near side. Extra lineman, and Jackson in motion. He gets the handoff, gets to near the 50-yard line, probably going to give him about the 48 for a 4-yard carry before George Stone makes the tackle for St. X.
George Stone gets the tackle on the Tigers.
Second down for Riverdale High School. We'll have the IDST's halftime report coming up here in just a moment.
In game stat, Brian, 4 first downs for Riverdale, 4 for St. X.
Second down here and 7 yards to go. Woodruff back to pass. Burns one right side. Going to be caught at the fingertips by Ricardo Terry. Terry out of bounds by Oliver at the St. X 47-yard line. That is going to bring up about, what, a third down and a yard to go? Third and one. A long one. They really need to get it to the other side of the 47 to be safe. Woodruff has Davenport right behind him, makes that handoff to him, and Davenport easily carries the pile to the 45-yard line. Alex Simpson makes the tackle, but not before another First Bank first down Warriors.
That offensive line is doing a good job. Those boys up front, they're creating just enough space for them to get some pretty good yardage there. Riverdale's got so many weapons.
Yeah, they are doing a great job, too. Those running backs are doing a great job of spinning, clawing, trying to get that extra yard or two. They've been really impressive about picking up garbage yards.
Jackson and Rust, receivers left side, now coming near side, carrying the ball. That was Terry.
Well, that play started off pretty, but ended not so pretty.
Makes the tackle.
Yeah, I tell you what, that guy, Hunter, he did a great job of a perfect form tackle that time, stopping Terry.
That looked like it was going to get about 10 yards.
It did.
They closed that in a hurry.
Second and six. Woodruff sends Odom in motion right to left. Pass, Woodruff going long with the deep ball, and it's caught. Rolling out of bounds, but making the catch is Marcellus Odom. Oliver kind of forced him, pushed him out of bounds, but he rolled out, made a great athletic move, kind of a one-handed catch out there, Donnie, before he was pushed out at the 14.
Woodruff just lofted the ball perfectly over the outstretched hands, and it was kind of a one-handed. He pulled it back into his body, got 1 foot down before he went out of bounds. Right now, Woodruff on fire, 8 of 8 for 63 yards.
Rust, far side receiver. Here on the right is Marcellus Odom, who carries the ball right up the gut for a couple.
Made that 9 of 9 for 90 yards, excuse me.
Pretty good first half stats.
Not bad. Not bad.
Claiborne made the tackle. Second down. And we'll call it 9 to go. Broadcasting from Howard Schnellenberger Football Complex on the campus. I guess just off campus here. Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Beautiful place. Woodruff fakes. Now tries to go back to Marcellus Odom to come back to the near side, and Claiborne said, not here, not now.
That's one of those plays that probably had one little wrinkle too many, and he faked it, you know, two times before he finally got it to the third guy coming around from the backside, and by the time he did that, the Xavier defender had already penetrated the backfield.
Loss of about 4.5 yards on that play brings up third down and 14. Woodruff, three-step drop across the middle, makes the completion to Odom. He's going to be down at the 11-yard line by Claiborne. They needed to get down to the 5 to keep those chains moving, so Riverdale going to bring out the extra point team, it sounds like, as the 8-12 train makes its way through here in Louisville. Donnie, where are you going?
I'm not sure, Brian.
It's the 8-12
train.
The 8-12.
I think I'm just going to miss it and stay here.
This is not a terribly long shot here, but
this would be a 29-yard field goal attempt for Amin Armand, and it is blocked.
It's good. It looked like it was blocked.
It sure did. I was looking at the lineman. It went. I thought somebody got a hand on it, but it goes through the uprights. So tack on another 3. For the Riverdale Warriors, they lead 10-3 with 5:27 left here in the first half of play. You're listening to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Benjamin Franklin started the nation's first successful fire insurance company in 1752. While America has changed over the years, our basic human needs have stayed the same. We still need protection from loss. I'm Doran Claiborne, president of Farmer Brothers Insurance. At Farmer Brothers, we know peace of mind is just as valuable today as it was in 1752. If you need insurance for your home, your car, your business, give us a call. You can depend on Farmer Brothers. I'm Doran Claiborne, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden.
Sloan takes the kickoff. Now at the 15, 20, 25, and going to be stopped around the 29-yard line. Good return by Sloan before Scotty Boykin brings him down. Pretty good field position for St. X to get this drive underway, and they trail by a touchdown, 10 to 3. Mattingly under center. And he hands off to Moore. Moore rambles across the 35 to about the 38-yard line before Lamar Brown makes the tackle.
Steve Martin, construction time of the drive on that Riverdale score, 29-yard field goal. It was nine plays, and it took, well, I didn't get the time, but anyway, 56-yard drive, and we're up 10-3 now, the Warriors on top.
There's some discussion going on here between the officials.
I think they're discussing the ball popped out, and Xavier Lyman popped on it. And I don't know where they're going. I'm not sure that's what they're talking about, but there was a fumble.
4 minutes, 22 seconds on that drive. The Steve Martin construction time of the drive. They work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. That's 904-9639.
I'm thinking they were talking about the ball's going to be at the spot of the recovered. I'm not really sure.
Recovered fumble.
Yeah. I think
so the ball is at the 38-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Mattingly pulls his troops to the line. Backfield split. Hands off to the left back, and that is Moore on the carry. For a yard or two, McCullough makes the tackle. They get the ball to the 40. It's going to be right at the sticks. Going to be a pickup of 2 yards. There is a penalty flag, and it is a procedure penalty against St. X. So all of that for naught.
Illegal formation, offense.
Illegal formation against St. X. We'll do that second down all over again. Instead of second and two, it's second and seven. 4:40 to play in the first half. Bringing in Johnson as one of the receivers. He's going to come out here to the near side. They're moving right to left. Two more out to the right. Wimpy, one of those. From the shotgun, here is Mattingly. Pass out to the 40. Near side. The catch is made by Johnson. Picked up about 7 yards on that on the second and seven. Lamar Brown made the tackle for Riverdale.
Tackle by Lamar Brown.
And it is going to be third down and short.
Third and short.
Mattingly under center. Barking out at the line. Long call, and now Mattingly keeps it himself, dives forward for that 1 yard he needed. Only needed about half a yard. And St. X gets new downs here with 3:41 to play in the first half as they trail the Riverdale Warriors 10-3. This game has been everything it's hyped up to be, I think.
Gains to the 42, first and 10 Tigers.
Johnson and Wimpy to the right. Here's Mattingly. Now going to keep it. Pull it out left side. Makes the quick dump at the 50 to the 45. And that is where Brandon Moore is stopped by Lamar Brown. That is his sixth tackle here in this first half. Lamar Brown has been all over the place.
That was a great play. Mattingly scrambled out to his left, thought he was going to keep it. And then the back just came floating out of the backfield into the flat. He dumped it off to him for a nice little gain.
Clock a bit of a factor. First and 10 from the Riverdale 45-yard line. Riverdale snuffs out this first and 10 run play, as there just was not enough room for Sloan to make the run. Riverdale brought in a host of Warriors on that tackle. Clock rolling at 2:44. IDST's halftime report coming up here in just a second. John and Donnie will talk about this first half, have some stats, run over last night's scores, and much more for you. This time they hand it off to Moore, and he stuffed at the line as well. Well, Riverdale really packing it in there, Donnie.
Yeah, they've got a lot of guys up there in the box, and St. Xavier's gone a little conservative here these last two plays. It's two dive plays up the middle that Riverdale has stuffed.
DJ Savage leading the way for Riverdale, and that brings up third and nine. Ball is at the Riverdale 44-yard line. They may be trying to milk a little clock, but it may be to their demise here as well if they can't convert. Mattingly fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and Riverdale not fooled on that either. And that was big Dante Glover making the tackle. They do get a yard out of it, maybe.
But Dante Glover just following up this week's performance with last week's incredible, impressive game. Last week he had 6 tackles, 1 sack, 2 forced fumbles, and a blocked punt. Not a bad opening night for Dante.
Well, I would say that's a pretty good night at the office. Schenkel is in to punt it away. Deep back for Riverdale is Mariko Odom. He gets away from it, and it definitely takes a St. X bounce down to the 10-yard line. 1 minute to play. 38-yard punt. No return, and Riverdale, good thing about this, Donnie, whatever you do here, you just don't want to turn the football over down here, and Riverdale's going to have the ball to begin the second half of play, and they've got a 10-3 lead, so now would be an okay time to be a little conservative.
It would. Don't want to do anything silly, like you said, no turnovers. And who knows, though? Knowing Riverdale, I could see them possibly, the way Dylan's been executing, they might, they're so explosive, you know, maybe they can come up and do something in this last 59 seconds.
Well, they've got 90 yards to go. Davenport's in the backfield. He gets the handoff and stood up there at the line of scrimmage. Clock's going to roll. This is the final of 4 games that have been played here today at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. I don't know that the attendance has been what the organizers had hoped for, but this is a first-ever event, and a lot of times those are hard to get, you know, a lot of support and hype behind them. However, Riverdale brought a pretty decent crowd. St. X, I think this may be the largest crowd of the day here.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Brian. A pretty good crowd here for the home team, Xavier.
Going left side is Mariko Odom. Mariko dives up for about 3 yards, and that's probably going to be, that is going to be the last play of the first half. Well, it's been a pretty decent Riverdale first half here, and they take the lead into the locker room over the St. X Tigers. Your halftime score is 10-3. 10-3 in favor of St. X, or rather in favor of Riverdale here, really in the hometown of St. Xavier. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll have the Ideas Tees halftime report coming up. It's next as you listen to State Farm High School Football on WGNS.
Emissions testing, brakes, check engine lights.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Oil changing, tune-ups, transmission.
Todd's Complete Auto Care.
Everything in between.
Todd's Complete Auto Care. If you drive a GM vehicle, listen up.
We can do gauge repairs for half the price you're charged at the auto dealer, and it won't take 2 weeks.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care Center. We can do it same day.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Can't see me.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're talking with Dave Kivanimi.
We've got a fantastic selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, just about anything you can think of in the music instrument family.
We've doubled the size.
We've got as good or better price as some of the internet stores, and these are instruments that you can pick up and play and really get the feel for, which you can't do if you mail order a product.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course on South Church Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
This is Primetime Sports, WGNS, Murfreesboro, on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com, and always at the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
And welcome back to the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. John Dinkins along with Donnie Johnson and Rafferty Cleary. And we are here with good news so far. Riverdale leading at 10-3. As we arrive at halftime, the Ideas Tees Halftime Show brought to you, of course, by Ideas Tees. It's the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise choice for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. From high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ideas Tees can print your logo on just about anything, with screen printing to embroidery and more. If you need a great idea for fundraising, Ideas Tees can help you with that as well. You can visit their website, ideastees.com, and for MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white, visit MTSUTees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they're also on the MTSU campus at the football stadium. Got a nice little place down there. Ideas Tees, proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS Sports. And we're going to start, first of all, tonight as Riverdale leading 10-3. We're going to give you the defensive and offensive stats tonight, brought to you by AG Sporting Goods Winners Trophy and Sunette P at Bob Parks Realty. And we're going to start with Rafferty Cleary making his broadcast debut in our sports team. And he's got the defensive stats tonight.
And he's destined for greatness.
Destined for greatness. You're right. Oh, what a, let me turn you on there. We're going to do you the same way we did Donnie. Start off slow.
Thank you very much. It's been a defensive battle for both teams so far, but Riverdale really being led by number 7, Lamar Brown. He's had 6 tackles on the evening. A lot of open field tackles as well, which has been a big help for Riverdale. I also had a touchdown-saving tackle down here on the 20-yard line before St. X kicked that field goal. Marcellus Odom has 3 tackles. Kerry Simmons has 2. Scotty Boykin with 3. Keenan Jackson with 1. Peyton Phillips has 3 tackles. Rodney Burns with 2. And Deontay Glover also has 2, along with DJ Savage. And then for the St. Xavier Tigers, they're being led by Ryan Oliver with 3 tackles. George Stone also has 3 tackles. Colin Clements has 3 tackles. And Deontay Claiborne has 4 tackles for St. X. Other than that, there's not been many flashy plays on defense, but that should change this half, you would think, as the offense would probably pick the tempo up a little bit.
Yeah, St. X got a little conservative there toward the end of the half, but maybe they wanted to keep the score where it is.
I'd say so.
Regroup.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Rafferty. Offensive stats from Donnie Johnson, and good night for Dylan Woodruff.
Man, I tell you what, he's on fire, no doubt about it, for him. First, for the St. Xavier Tigers on offense, rushing the ball. Madeline had 9 yards on 7 carries. Tony Sloan, he's minus 2 on 2 carries. Charles Walker, 3 yards, 3 carries. The leading rusher was Moore with 19 yards, 5 carries. And make that Jake Johnson the leading rusher, 1 rush for 29 yards. All total on the ground, 18 rushes for 58 yards in the air. quarterback Alice Manley, very impressive sophomore. He was eight of 12 for 83 yards. So 58 on the ground, 83 in the air, 141 total for the Xavier Tigers in the first half. For the Riverdale Warriors, except for that one botched fumble there where they had a chance to score, they've executed flawlessly in the first half, John and Rafferty. Adam Davenport, 5 rushes, 33 yards. Dylan Woodruff, 1 with 1 yard, 51 yards for Marcellus Odom on 6 carries. Mariko Odom, 3 yards on 1 carry. Ricardo Terry, 8 yards on a couple of carries, and Keenan Jackson, 4 yards on 1 carry. They rushed the ball 16 times for 79 yards in the air. Dylan Woodruff, what an impressive first half performance, 10 of 10 for 97 yards. So in the air, 97, on the ground, 79. Total first half yardage for the Warriors, 176.
All right, defensively, Riverdale, what do they got to do, Rafferty, in this second half?
I think Riverdale's just got to be patient, you know. That's pretty much all they've got to do. They played well so far on defense. You know, Odom, their secondary is athletic enough to make plays if they were to go downfield on them. But right now, they haven't been able to do much against Riverdale's defense, so hopefully they just stay where they're at.
And Donnie, you're the offensive whiz kid. Tell me, I think Riverdale needs to just keep on keeping on, and Dylan Woodruff maybe ride the right arm of Dylan Woodruff.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, as they say. But they have just executed flawlessly in the first half. A great combination of run and pass. Woodruff and Madeline both like they're great rollout passers, so that makes it difficult to sack those guys. But Riverdale's got so many different weapons with the Odom kids, Davenport, Woodruff. They're just going to be tough to stop. But like you say, if they keep executing like this and don't make mistakes, you would think they'd have a chance to come out of here with a win.
And let's not forget, too, that Riverdale had the ball on the 25-yard line with a 4th and inches and had a fumble.
Yeah, fumbled it, and I thought they would have got it right there, but it was just a bad snap, it looked like. That's unfortunate for Riverdale. And maybe if they'd have pushed it a little bit further after that first down, they could have got a field goal out of that. Unfortunate. Bad breaks for the Warriors.
All right, our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Rafferty, you take care of that, and then we're going to take a break here on our Ideas Tease halftime show.
All right, sounds good. Last night's scores, Smyrna defeated Brentwood 28-7. Pearl Cone was a loser against Blackman 30-6. And Oakland defeated Hunter's Lane last night 35-7. Siegel beat Lincoln County 33-20. Laverne and Wilson Central went to a very close game. Laverne came out winning that one 21-17. Eagleville blanked McEwen 27-0. That's the final there. And then Middle Tennessee Christian School lost the battle to Ezel Harding 28-8. And that's it for the scores last night.
All right, Rafferty, thank you. Donnie, thank you very much. And the stats and, of course, the scoreboard brought to you by Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard. Our stats brought to you by AG's Winners Trophies and Sinet P at Bob Parks Realty. We're going to take a break here on the halftime show. And when we come back, we'll have a TOA highlight, our primetime sports calendar, and much more. It's 10-3 Riverdale over St. X here at halftime. We'll be right back.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They've got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Mel Adams at 893-6822.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And don't forget, State Farm Pred Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. John Ding is back with you here with the Ideas Tees halftime show, and I believe we're going to get a little late start in this second half. We did have a very quick first half. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight highlights the Siegel quarterback duo of Trayton Harris and Brent Stockstill. They shared playing time as signal callers last week in the 35-30 win over Franklin. Harris finished 7 of 9 passing for 68 yards. Stockstill was 7 of 12 for 140 yards. Neither had an interception. Congratulations to Siegel quarterbacks Brent Stockstill and Trayton Harris from TOA. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA, that Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, is the official team physician of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal. Visit TOA.com. I want to take a quick look at our primetime sports calendar. Don't forget the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene back at Paleo's Grill on Broad Street this Monday night at 6 o'clock. Join me, Brian, and Donnie, along with D&J prep editor Tom Prager and Jonathan Hutton with Titans Radio. We'll see you at Paleo's Grill this Monday night for the Ideas Tees primetime sports scene. And, of course, football just around the corner college-wise. The MTSU Blue Raiders are gearing up to begin the season at Purdue on September 3rd. And WGNS is once again the proud Rutherford County home for Middle Tennessee football and basketball. Join Chip Walters and Kelly Holcomb for all the play-by-play story. Plus on home games, Danny Page and Kelly team up for the Kirk and Bird Smokehouse Grill pregame show. And Phil Dye hosts a tailgate edition of All Sports Talk. 3 hours of pregame leading up to all home games here on WGNS. And if you missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, you know, you can always podcast each game and coach's show for high school and MTSU sports this season. All you got to do is just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcasts are sponsored by Sir Pizza. It will also bring you the post-game replays. The IDST's halftime show has been brought to you in part tonight by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from Old Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support. And if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971. Jones Car Wash, better service, better wash, right price. And don't forget, if you have any announcements you'd also like to broadcast and put on our website, you can send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. You can also email us tonight and tell us where you're listening into the broadcast. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. Want to update you just a little bit. It's 10-3, Riverdale on top here by 7 at halftime. And yesterday's winners, Smyrna defeated Brentwood 28-7, Blackman 30, Pearl Cone 6, Oakland over Hunter's Lane. Actually, that was 42-7 last night. 42-7, Oakland over Hunter's Lane. I think we may have said 35, but didn't change the score on us. Siegel 33, Lincoln County 20, a final. Laverne won their second in a row, 21-17 over Wilson Central. Eagleville 27, McEwen nothing. Ezel Harding 28, MTCS 8. And, of course, again, this score here, Riverdale leading 10-3 over St. X at halftime. And we do not have Braves games tonight, or will we have it tomorrow, nor will we have it on Monday. The Braves are taking a brief rest due to your Hurricane Irene, and they'll get in action Tuesday night from Turner Field against the Washington Nationals. So rest up, Bravos, and get back to winning. We want you to win probably 15 or 16 in a row and take care of business. That's the Ideas Tease halftime show. John Dinkins along with Donnie Johnson, Rafferty Clary, thank you for listening. And we're going to come back. Brian and Donnie will have the play-by-play story for you. And here at halftime, Riverdale 10, and it's St. X 3. Go Warriors. We'll be back.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bunch Tire Pros is your tire dealer. We have been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 30 years, and we enjoy what we do. That's why we keep doing it. If you need new tires, brakes, alignment, a battery, or an oil service, we can help. This is Kay Mitchell. My husband Bud and I strive to help give each and every customer the one-on-one service they deserve. Shop the experts. Shop Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Pike, which is also known as East Main Street in Murfreesboro.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Good Neighbor State Farm agent Jenny Allman at 896-2013.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bob Parks Auctions, State Farm agent Monty King, Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, you wear your team colors anytime, get a free taco, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and our friends at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Ryan Barrett, along with Donnie Johnson here for the start of the second half, which Riverdale will have the football to start the second half as they lead 10-3. What was a lightning-fast first half, and through halftime, it was an hour and 10 minutes, Donnie, through everything.
That's very quick. And I know at the end of the first half, Mike Glazer, the Tigers coach, was not a happy camper. He had his team huddled up and was giving them a good tongue lashing there, Brian, before they went to the locker room. So we'll see what adjustments they made coming out here in the second half to try to do something to slow down that Riverdale offense.
Hunter Hallett going to kick off to Riverdale's deep men, Odom and Davenport. Ball is in the air, and Davenport is there to catch it at the 6-yard line. Davenport barrels through the 15 to the 20 and up to the 24-yard line before he is stopped there.
10 of 10, 96 yards. Is it 96, 97? 97.
I've got 97, 10 of 10 for Woodruff. And
what a great first half.
He was just very impressive. Like I said, just pinpoint accuracy and made some nifty runs and executed that option, a wing T offense to a T. Very deceptive. I know he had me fooled a couple of times. So great first half.
Rust comes to the near side. The two Odom brothers are over there to the right. Ball fumbled away, and St. X has it. Big mistake to start off this second half. Coming out of there with the football, I think, was George Stone of St. X.
Every time you make a great execution, flawless. You know, that's the second botched snap they've had, and hopefully this one won't come at the bottom. But they're already in field goal range, if nothing else.
Well, St. X is going to take over with the ball at the 22-yard line, first and 10 for Mattingly. First turnover there for the Warriors. Mattingly rolling out here to the near side, moving left to right, makes the pass. Incomplete.
Oh,
popped
yes.
up, and I think Riverdale has the football at the one. They do. Interception.
Oh, my gosh.
How in the world did he catch that ball? And that he, of course, is Keenan Jackson, I believe. Yes, Keenan Jackson.
Well, I tell you what, it was a great pass. Mattingly rolled out to his right, just threaded it between two defenders, but he got popped big time hit. The ball popped up in the air, and the Riverdale defender caught the ball for a huge interception down on the two-yard line.
Well, Riverdale has now 98 yards to go, but it's just like a big loss in field position. At least you get the ball back.
Well, that ferocious hit caused that fumble, obviously, and then the quick, alert, nimble hands of the defender to make the interception.
Keenan Jackson with the big INT. Woodruff going to call his own number, 10. Gets it up to about the 15-yard line before being drugged down. And a nice 13-yard ramble by Dylan Woodruff, who's getting it done with the legs as well before Sean Hunter makes the tackle.
Well, that was huge to get themselves out from away from the goal line, a safe play, quarterback keeper, and Dylan showing off those legs as well as that arm.
That's a first bank first down for Riverdale High School, first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Extra lineman and the tight end in tight. And open the hole for Woodruff, which closes fairly quickly. And he's going to be mashed around. May eke out 3 or 4 yards out of it. We'll see where the spot is. Stone, leading tackler. They're going to spot the ball at the 18. Pick up a 3. Well, that may be the 3 hardest earned yards of the night so far for Dylan. Rust comes out here near side. Far side is empty. That's the wide side of the field. Extra lineman here on this side. And not much running room for Phillips, the ball carrier.
By Alex Simpson.
Alex Simpson on the stop. Brings up third down. Third and 5. Peyton Phillips, the junior, getting his first touch of the game tonight.
I was just going to say, Brian, that's 7 different Riverdale Warriors that have touched the ball in the backfield, and that's a lot of depth and a lot of talent there for the Warriors on offense.
Russ near side. Jackson, one of 2 receivers over there to the right, looking that way. Right across the middle of the field, Mariko Odom makes the catch at the 30, down to the 32-yard line.
Woodruff's pass is complete.
And that's a 12-yard pickup and another first bank first down for the Warriors.
By Alex Simpson.
Simpson with the tackle.
Gain is to the 32. First and 10, Riverdale.
Riverdale with a new set of chains. Well, they seem unfazed on third down situations. Really moving the ball well. Woodruff makes the pitch late over there to the rambling, running Adam Davenport, 45, and going to be out of bounds at the 49 of St. X. Zach Montgomery pushing him out of bounds. 19-yard scamper there.
That's about as well executed. Those are 2 brilliantly executed option plays there for Woodruff. He strung it out to the last minute. So far, there was nobody to defend Davenport once he made that last second pitch.
First and 10 after the first bank first down. Davenport doesn't get the carry. It's Woodruff with the late pitch. And down to about the 31-yard line. The ball comes loose late. And St. X believes they have it.
I'm thinking Riverdale was saying that the ball was down, but
I would think the ball was down.
I think his knee was down, but I think St. Xavier got a little bit of a break that time.
Marcellus Odom lost the ball after the pitch over there. Rafferty had the glasses on, and I think he thought he was down too, but St. X is going to have the ball at their own 31-yard line. So two turnovers here to start the second half.
I don't think the referee kind of realized what happened, and he just saw the ball, but I don't know. But his knee was, I think, obviously down. Wasn't he, Raff?
Looks like it, yeah.
Oh, well. No point crying over spilled milk, as they say.
No spilled milk here at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Mattingly makes the pass left side out to Johnson. Johnson spins free at about the 39-yard line. Picks up eight before Wilson and Brown tag team for the takedown. Second down and two. St. X comes to the line quickly. They waste no time. Mattingly under center this time working. Two backs. And they hand off to Charles Walker. Walker dives forward for the first down easily. Picks up about 5 yards, taking it left side. Needed but two. Scotty McCullough in on the tackle there for the Warriors. That's three for him on the night.
Well, they rotate a lot of different players. That time they sent in about four or five more players.
They have wideouts everywhere. Empty backfield. Extra tight end here on the right side. Mattingly's in trouble. Flushed out of the pocket. Now on the run. 10-yard run. Maybe make it 11. And he runs out of real estate. Pretty quick wheels on that quarterback.
Very quick. And Riverdale chased him out of the pocket. But there was no one there for containment. And he got around the corner for that 11-yard gain.
Second down and a short. Say he must have tiptoed out of bounds around the 49-yard line, and he needed the 48, so it's going to bring up a second and one. He was tiptoeing the sidelines and stepped out of bounds. Mattingly down to pass. The long, deep ball incomplete. Double covered out there, but too much air under that one. Matt Wimpy was the intended receiver.
Well, that was great coverage, like you say, Brian. Double teamed, and they were in good position. And they had some couple busted coverage plays in the first half. Looks like they've taken care of that so far.
10-3, your score. Riverdale leads St. X by seven with 7:48 left in the third. Taking it left side. Going to get that first down plus a yard, and that he is Charles Walker. Lamar Brown with yet another tackle on the night. Keenan Jackson with the assist.
Yeah, I was going to say, old Keenan came in there, Brian, to make that final hit, and he really stuck him. A lot of hard hits going on tonight out there.
Well, Lamar Brown has been everywhere.
Lamar Brown got the last tackle. First and 10 Tigers.
Johnson and Moore, two receivers there to the left side. In trouble is Mattingly, rolls to the left, now coming back to the right side and has some room. Riverdale had all the defenders that way, 45-40, 35, and he's going to be yanked out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And that's going to be just across the sticks for an 11-yard pickup and a first down, St. X.
I think these Xavier fans are a little upset. They thought that was a late hit out of bounds, and it may have been, but hey, you know, we're not going to kind of mess up with that botched fumble thing.
There you go. Now we're even.
Now we're even, kind of, sort of.
I'd rather have the ball back myself.
Yeah, really, yeah.
First and 10 from the Riverdale 34. Mattingly to Moore. Moore crashes up to the 35-yard line. Picks up 4 yards.
You know, I don't know what Coach Glazer said, but it looks like Xavier's come out with a tougher mental mindset on that offensive line in particular. The guys, we got to start controlling that line of scrimmage and keep those guys off of it. And their offensive line seems to be a little bit more effective this second half in getting a good push off of that line of scrimmage.
Brian Barrett, Donnie Johnson, John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary here from Papa John's Cardinal Stadium in Louisville. Near side after the quick handoff to Moore. Ball comes loose late. I see the marker. They wave him out of bounds. Right around the 28-yard line. Maybe lost a yard or so on that. Going to bring up a third down. Call it third and four. Third and four from the 28. Mattingly has Walker in the backfield. He's going to pitch to him. 30, 25, and going to be taken down at the 24-yard line by Mariko Odom. Well, they are getting the push, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, whether it's up the middle or going out wide. Their offensive line getting a good push and kind of getting Riverdale back on their heels a little bit on that defensive line.
Kind of waiting on them to put the ball down for the spot. I think they're going to have to measure. They are going to have to do that. They're going to bring the chains all across the field here.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. And you can go to primetimesports.com as your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. Let's go primetimesports.com. And don't forget to tune in Monday night for the Ideas T's primetime sports scene from Paleo's Grill at 6.
By the nose of a football, it is a first down for St. X. So they keep this drive alive. 6:14 left here in the third. They trail by 7 to the Riverdale Warriors. Two costly turnovers here in this half. Riverdale got the ball right back on the first one, but then fumbled it deep in their territory. Mattingly in some trouble. The ball comes loose late, but they're going to say he's down. And I think he may, well, he gets up slowly.
He's going to feel that for a while. He was kind of lunging forward, and he got nailed right in the shoulder pads right as he was hitting the ground, and that had to sting a little bit.
Maybe got his bell rung a little bit, too. Looks like he... Well, they asked him who was the president when he said Gerald Ford. They said, okay, you can play.
Yeah.
Porter, far side receiver. Now Wimpy in motion. Going to be lined up there on the left. The play goes that way on the run with Charles Walker. Carries it to about the 20.
Walker gets the carry out of the eye.
And they're picking up about 5 yards at a clip here, Don, on this drive.
Yeah, that left side of the line opened up a big wide hole to give him a nice little room to run for a nice 5-yard gain.
First and make that third down and 6 from the Riverdale 20. Johnson, the lone receiver, far side. Wimpy in motion again, kind of the same set as last time. This time they try to come to the right, and guess who? Right there to say, no way, was Dante Glover.
Charles Walker got the carry.
Walker was met by Mr. Glover, and it was not a pleasant greeting. Fourth down, and a loss of, what, about 5 yards. Fourth and 11 from the 25. And they bring on Hunter Hallett. He is going to attempt a 42-yard field goal. 42-yard field goal attempt for Hunter Hallett, the senior. The snap right now, the set, the kick is away. It's low, and it is not going to be long enough. So Riverdale defense holds here. Field goal is short, so you come away, Donnie, have to feel like we've dodged a couple of bullets. We've got to protect this football.
Yeah, protect the football, and that was a very impressive sustained drive by St. Xavier, but they came out of that with no points, so Riverdale's got to feel good about it.
You're listening to State Farm Prep Football coverage on WGNS AM-FM with 3 minutes, 56 seconds left in the third. Riverdale leading 10-3. They take over the football at the 20-yard line. Ball going right side. I believe that was Terry with the carry, and they strung him out. If he got the line of scrimmage, we'll call it good. He may have lost a half a yard. Takedown by Clyburn. Second down and 10, so they do give him the line of scrimmage. Put the ball on the right hash as the Warriors move right to left from our vantage point, high above Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Woodruff with Davenport in the backfield, and the Terry split in. He's in motion. Woodruff goes down after the handoff to Davenport. He gets to the 20. Well, they're really kind of digging their heels in, St. X, defensively now, aren't they?
They are. Both on both sides of the line, they've come out in this second half and have really, really done well. Riverdale, a little conservative right now, you know. They've kind of run the ball up the middle.
Need to pick up a first down, too, Donnie, to keep the defense off the field for another play or two.
They do. Get the defense some rest and get some better field position.
Woodruff is back to pass. He's getting some trouble. Makes the quick pass over to Davenport, right side at the last minute. 30, 35, comes back inside. 40, 45, 50. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to do it. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Warriors.
It didn't get much better than that. Just a nice little late dump-off pass. Woodruff was being pressured from the backside, found Davenport open, and he had a great downfield blocker to escort him all the way for a big 80-yard touchdown run.
80 yards for Adam Davenport. That Toots touchdown comes at a really good time. Toots, good food and fun with 3 Rutherford County locations.
Yeah, but they still didn't keep the defense off the field.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah, they got to work on that.
You got a good point there. I'll take the cushion, though.
Woodruff with the hole.
I'm in Armand for point. There are whistles and problems here.
You know, Dylan really needs to work on his execution. Tonight, he's only 12 of 12 for 189 yards.
Really? Only?
Yeah, and a touchdown.
Prior to the snap, there's a false start against Riverdale, so this will make this extra point a little more difficult here. ...25-yarder.
Just when you say Riverdale's getting conservative, then they
rattle off an 80-yarder.
That was a simple play, though. Really.
It wasn't anything flashy, just great blocking, great execution, and some very talented athletes.
Well, that penalty cost Riverdale a point. They missed the extra. The score remains 16-3. Partially blocked at the line, I do believe. 16-3 is your score. Riverdale with 2:25 left in the third. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my BPF, best pizza friend, Jill. And her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Jill, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
pizza, pizza. You made me love pizza again.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Wimpy returns the ball to the 10, 15, 20, 25, and that's where St. X will get everything underway here. After that long 80-yard touchdown pass by Riverdale, they lead 16-3. On the carry, it's Moore. Moore turns, spins, gets out of trouble once and twice, and now he's still on his feet. 35, 40. And the just won't go down, but finally does at about the 41-42 yard line. And that's a run of 16 yards, Don.
Moore, I tell you what, he was a very, very impressive run. Number 25, he's a junior, 5'7", but it looked like he was down two or three times. He kept spinning and turning and got a good gain out of that.
First and 10. Now Mattingly going to call his own number. The draw right up the middle, upended at the 50. Maybe into Riverdale territory at the 49. A minute 47 to play. Lamar Brown with yet another tackle on the night.
That's Steve Martin construction. Time of the drive, gentlemen, was three plays. 80-yard drive, 1 minute 31 seconds. Steve Martin construction. If you have the perfect lot, we can build the perfect home for you. Steve Martin construction.
Second and one. Pitch back to Sloan, and Sloan easily gets that 1 yard he needed. Picked up about four going left side before Kerry Simmons made the tackle for Riverdale.
They're going to the no huddle these last two plays, Brian. A little sense of urgency, or maybe they just want to change things up to try to change the rhythm a little bit and keep Riverdale's defense off balance.
Mattingly looking across the middle. Now flushed out of the pocket, makes the long, deep pass. Downfield, man there. Picked off! It's Odom. Odom going to get the INT. Marcellus Odom with the pick. You kind of thought, Donnie, that one had a little too much air under it.
Yeah, the receiver had the guy beat momentarily, but like you said, Brian, too much air on the ball. It gave the Riverdale defenders time to close on it. And Odom went way up in the air to grab that ball for a big interception.
Well, he tried to run that out.
Yeah.
And I think they're claiming a safety.
I did the safety sign up here in the booth, and because he did try to run it out, then maybe the last second kind of, you know, realized that he was doomed and almost kind of dropped to a knee, but that's a tough call. Looks like Riverdale's going to get a break that there.
Well, they're going to get the ball at the 20-yard line, and since he didn't cross the plane, I would assume that that would be part of the reasoning there. Minute four. Oh, and waylaid is Woodruff all the way back to the 10, a 10-yard loss. Sack for St. X. Going to big number 66, Alan Gruelinson, 6-foot senior defensive end.
I think they're going to say they stopped him at the 14, so that's a break.
Yes, it is.
Well, they drug him another 4 yards back, so we'll take that break. 35 seconds to go here in the third. Riverdale facing a second and 16 now. Closer to 17. Woodruff hands off to Odom. Marcellus comes near side and stopped at the 14. Right at the line of scrimmage.
Marico Odom, the ball carrier.
Third down. Stone with the tackle for St. X. And that's going to be the last play here of the third. We go to the fourth. Riverdale leads by 13, 16-3. Your score, Riverdale, back with more State Farm Prep football on WGNS after this.
Hi, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Sports, like anything else worthwhile in life, takes determination and focus to get on top and stay on top. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we're proud to support the home teams of our county. We also know here at Jennings and Ayers what it takes to provide you with the best service and the friendliest atmosphere for some of the most difficult days in your life. At Jennings and Ayers, you have control over how your loved ones will be remembered. Let our family serve your family at Jennings and Ayers.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services. They fix air conditioning, electric, plumbing, gas, anything. Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. And coming up in the Prentice Ossip Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. And also, tonight's game brought to you by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Bronze Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash. It's 16-3, Riverdale over St. X as we start the fourth quarter, Brian.
All right, John, thanks so very much. Fourth quarter to go. Riverdale leads by 13, and they are facing a third down 15 from their own 15-yard line. Woodruff. Receivers everywhere. Woodruff keeps the ball and is leveled. There is some laundry on the carpet.
Well, he faked to Davenport up the middle, and by the time he turned around from that fake handoff, there were three defenders there to maul him in the backfield.
It'll be an interesting call here on the penalty.
Alex Simpson had first contact for the Tigers. Deontay Clyburn finished him off.
We'll check it out. Here's the official.
Ooh.
It's a face mask against St. X, the personal foul face mask.
Boy, this could not have come at a better time.
Yeah, they had them dead to rights here on about the 10-yard line.
It was going to be fourth and long on their own 10. Now they're going to have, it looks like, hopefully a first down.
It will be a first down.
On about the 25.
That would not, with just the 15 yards, been enough for a first down. However, it is an automatic first down with the personal foul. And Riverdale fans across the way.
Maybe that's why Woodruff spun around like that when he went down.
He did spin around, and I guess it was away from our vantage point, but obviously the officials were down there to see it. It is not a first down. It's going to be third down and 5.
Well, the scorer thought it was.
Sure did, and I did too.
I thought a personal foul was an automatic first down, but I guess to err is human.
It is.
In our case, especially.
And in
human.
Third down and 5. Woodruff calls his number. 31-yard line, and that is enough for the first down. So we knew it was coming. Why didn't you give it to us anyway? First bank, first down, Riverdale Warriors. Bobby Gary with the tackle.
You know, Woodruff is deceptively fast, isn't he, fellas? I mean, he's got some very quick feet.
Well, I really think he has grown up a lot from last year, and he was pretty dang good then. And you can see a lot of development in that young man. He looks a little bigger from this vantage point as well.
He's been hitting the weight room. And
harder to bring down. Up the middle, he's much more effective.
Yeah.
Under center this time. Now he comes left side off the left guard. Finds a crease.
I don't know how he gets away. I lose him half the time.
36-yard line where he is taken down by Singler. Second and looks like about 4 yards to go, so we'll give him 6 yards on that gainer left side.
Just a junior, isn't he?
He is just a junior. Looking right side, quick pass out near side to Odom. Marcellus stretches to the 39-yard line, picks up 2, and it's going to bring up a third and short.
Well, that was a great open field tackle there by Dane Diddens. He's a senior defensive back, 5'9", but if he could have avoided him, he would have scored a touchdown.
I think this is a huge play right here. Get another first down, you're going to run off some more clock, and the clock's starting to be a factor here.
It is, and they'll be near midfield, if not more, if they get a first down. So
Wickful is in his receiver left side. It's Woodruff who's going to keep it himself. 45, 46-yard line, and that's enough for a First Bank. First down, 7-yard pickup, Dylan Woodruff.
You know, Riverdale's offensive line, we haven't talked much about them, but those big boys up front, they're doing a good job blowing off that line of scrimmage and allowing that run of attack to churn out some big yardage.
You know, most of their yardage early, Donnie, was from the outside, but now you can see the penetration and the holes are starting to open up for them.
Big Chris Holcomb sets him down. Twins to the left, and the play goes that way, and incomplete. Overthrew Mariko Odom, really threw it in front of him and too deep.
Well, after 14 completions in a row, he finally had an incompletion. So he is now 14 of 15 for 193 yards in the air. So still, I guess that's pretty effective execution.
Well, I think we'll take it.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't know, and that may not have been his fault. I'm not sure if Odom ran the right route or not. Second down, 10 yards to go. Woodruff is going to try to bounce outside, and he's met there by a host of St. X Lions, led by Sebastian Ariza.
On the carry, number 69, Ryan Carr.
And he brought his yellow-clad friends. 3-yard loss.
Well, Josh Hatfield, the offensive lineman, he was a little upset on that play. I think he's just trying to motivate his teammates to, get their act together up there. Probably not happy to see his quarterback thrown for a loss.
Third down, 13 from the Riverdale 43. Woodruff has some protection. Pass incomplete right in the hands of Marcellus Odom. That would have been at the sticks. Boy, I know Marcellus is going to kick himself for that one. And he may have twisted an ankle down there, too.
Well, they had a blitz that time, too, Donnie. And they picked up Adam Davenport picked up the blitz and gave Woodruff enough time. A shame it wasn't completed.
Yeah, it was right across the middle. He went up in the air and it went right in his hands. But I guess it's easy to up here, but that would have been a big play if he could have held on to that ball.
Odom's okay. He goes skimping off. I think more disgusted at himself than he was hurt.
Has Riverdale punted tonight? Maybe once?
I believe this would be the second punt of the game. Maybe, no, it is the first, because that's live ball, by the way, as it skips past Wimpy. He has to go run it down, and it's going to be down to the 15-yard line. 36-yard punt by Dylan Woodruff, who does take care of the punting duties as well. Ball is at the 16. If I said 14, let me correct that. 8 minutes, 28 seconds to go. St. X with the ball. What you really want to do is get this ball back and then try to move it down the field if you can. Woodruff passing to the right. And the pass is complete. And that's St. X's Wimpy, Mattingly, makes that completion. But Mariko Odom is there to collar him down after a 5-yard pickup. Mattingly has him in the no huddle. Now passes near side. This one incomplete. Intended for Johnson. Defending on the play was Lamar Brown. And
Lamar, the senior defensive back, just 5'5", 140, but I think he saw a touchdown. He was breaking on that ball for the interception, but the ball was kind of thrown behind him as well. But good play by Lamar.
Third down and 5. Lots of personnel changes for St. X, who, as Donnie mentioned, has 212 players, it seems. There are a lot of kids down there. Mattingly rolls out here near side, looking downfield, looking, incomplete, tipped up again, and who comes away with it? Do they say incomplete? Yes. Thank goodness. It was a tip ball, tipped up, and it looked like St. X's Braden Bell, had a bead on it as well. Ricardo Terry finally knocked it down.
Well, that was a big stop. They're going to have to punt from their 20, and Riverdale's going to get the ball back with only 7.5 minutes left. So, you know, big stand by the defense.
Mariko Odom back to field the punt. It's not going to be returnable. Well, he does pick it up at the 34-yard line, and he is crushed at the 37. 7 minutes, 38 seconds to go. A 46-yard punt and a hummer there by Schinkel. Riverdale coming here to the Bluegrass State to take on St. X out of Louisville. This is the fourth of four games that have been played here today.
Brian, this is where you want to get the ball, take it down the field, don't make any mistakes. The biggest thing is don't make any turnovers. Don't give the ball back in field position. So even if they go four and out, punt the ball, pin them back a little bit.
A couple of first downs would be really huge
that'd be
here.
Sweet.
You keep the ball away. Don't really have to score. Ball fumbled.
I think a Riverdale. Well,
I see a Warrior on it.
I'm hoping a Warrior fell on it. He was fighting off three other Tigers for the ball, and I think he got it.
It's a bad exchange from the center to Dylan Woodruff. And they're going to say second down Warriors.
That was a great effort by that Warrior lineman to get that ball.
Well, they won't get up off of him. They're really fighting after that ball. I want to see who recovered that fumble for Riverdale. And it's Adam Davenport.
That figures.
Boy, you're going to.
If anybody's going to get it, it'd be Adam Davenport.
You're not going to get it by just tickling him, are you?
Well, I don't know.
That could
might work.
That could be the play of the game.
You know, you're right.
Honestly, I know we've had a lot of great offensive plays, but that may be the one that.
That could be our shifty moment.
Yep.
Woodruff. Hands off to Davenport. Davenport going to be stuffed at the 30. That was a 6-yard loss, by the way. It brings up third and 16. Boy, Davenport has strong hands, strong upper body, and it will take a crowbar to get it away from him. And just a great play. Now trying to worry about not losing any more ground. They need to get it to the 47-yard line for a first down. And the ball is at the 30. Woodruff works from the gun this time, rolling out right side, has some room, 30, 35, 40, 45 down the sideline, and may have a first down. I think he's going to be just short, though. From where the official is standing, he's going to miss it by about a yard, maybe. He is out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Boy, what kind of decision do you make here? 6:04, you lead by 13. You face a fourth and one after a 16-yard run.
I think they're going to probably go for it, you know. Like I say, it's kind of a risky call, but if they get the first down, they can just about put a nail in their coffin here, you know.
Woodruff is still in there. Of course, he does punt as well.
Yes.
They may try a pooch punt.
Yeah, you know, they may do the old try to you know, pull them off sides with that quick count.
They've got them all lined up tight on the right side. Man is in motion.
That's what they're going to do. Yeah.
And they do. They take a timeout, which we will take as well, and then we'll watch Riverdale punt away to St. X. 16-3, your score. Riverdale lead 6:04. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football here on WGNS.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale punts. Wimpy going back. It takes a bounce, high bounce, not returnable for him, and he's now the defender to keep it rolling into the end zone without Riverdale downing it, and it does. It'll be a 52-yard punt for Dylan Woodruff. What happened there was they called a timeout. whistles blew. Teams went to the sidelines, and then the official said delay of game. Riverdale Warriors, 5-yard penalty. So,
did he not get the timeout call before the
apparently not. I heard
play clock is fired, I guess.
I heard whistles and saw a timeout at the same time. Very strange. Coming near side. On the handoff is Brandon Moore. Very short gain there. Time is very much a factor for St. X. And they know it. They're going no huddle here. Lost 2 yards on that play. And Riverdale has Mattingly wrapped up. Now he gets out of some trouble. Passes right side to Wimpy, who gets out of bounds at the 25-yard line. He picks up 8 yards. It'll bring up a third down. Well, Riverdale playing pretty well defensively. There is a flag here, by the way. Maybe they can get the football back.
That'd be a hold there, I believe.
With the third down stop. And if it is a hold, and it is, it's going to be against St. X. Oh, ineligible receiver downfield for St. X. They'll get the second down again, but the penalty yardage marked off to make it a second and 18.
In in-game stat, fellas, Riverdale's first penalty, that was a delay of game penalty, just occurred at 25 yards for St. X in the second half, 40 for the game.
Mattingly strung out right side, ran out of real estate. Now a late flag, and this could not be good.
Yeah, I don't know whether he got his face mask or a late hit. I think they may have gotten his face mask, but looks like it's going against Riverdale. But then again, Riverdale players are clapping. It's against St. Xavier.
Wow. I really thought for sure where that was thrown, it was going to be a late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, me too.
I knew it all along.
Did you?
I knew it all the way, yeah. I just didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. You don't make us look bad.
No.
Block in the back against St. X.
Okay. Looks like we've got our first sore piece of cramp over there, Brian.
Third down. They're working out that Sir Pizza Cramp there on Matthew Wimpy. He needs a good Farmer's Almanac pizza.
A Farmer's Almanac or a Queen's Feast. Oh, my gosh.
You know, the latest prep sports information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Third and 17 now. Loss of down. Passing right side. Complete. Over to Sloan, but he is swarmed by the Warrior D. Short pickup, and it's fourth and long. I think they're going to give him about 3.5 yards.
Pass was complete to Antonio Sloan, number 32.
Clock is rolling at 4 minutes, 55 seconds. Riverdale can churn out a couple of first downs. Can head out of the Bluegrass State with a big win.
Don't touch this ball. Oh, he does.
He does. It is picked up by Odom. Mariko turns, spins at the 40 to the 35. And the Warriors with good field position at the St. X 35-yard line after the 33-yard punt.
Gets the Tiger tackle.
Injured Warrior down there on the field.
On the punt.
After the punt. With the injury, why don't we take an injury timeout? You're listening to State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS.
We'll go the extra mile. At Todd's Complete Auto Care, we know you can't afford to be without your vehicle. With so many places to go, how can you find the time? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care, and trustworthy, reliable, and on-time service is our commitment to you. We will get your vehicle in and out and you back on the road. We will even pick it up for you. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from the Discovery Center.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from 2.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in each Friday night at 5:45 for Murphy's matchups with Murphy Fair, followed by Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show at 6. Don't forget, we've got a postgame show coming up right after this one. 4:36 to go. Riverdale leading 16-3. They have the ball.
Moving left to right as we see it with the first and 10. Rust is receiver there to the far side. Coming near side on the run is Mariko Odom.
Carried by Ricardo Terry.
Make that
15.
Ricardo Terry. Terry lined up back there at tailback. 4 minutes, 20 seconds, and rolling. Don't know the timeout situation. Well, maybe they both have three. With doubt, Riverdale will be using theirs. St. X may try to stall a bit. Coming left side, on the run, Keenan Jackson. Jackson, 25, and going to be stopped right around the 21-yard line, and that is going to be enough. Almost right there at the sticks. They do.
Well, once again,
24-yard line, so it's going to be, they're going to give him a first down.
That left side of the line did a great job there, Brian. A huge hole. And actually, he just kind of stumbled on his own feet, or he may have scored a touchdown.
May have. First bank, first down for Riverdale High School. 3:30 to go. They lead by 13. And it's Woodruff. Fakes the handoff and then carries it to the 20. Picks up four.
Quarterback option.
Coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have all of our postgame fanatics. And Donnie.
Yes.
He'll be here. Ready for the trip back? Got your no-dos ready to go?
No, I've got my I'm going to buy a little pillow on the way home.
And, I bet you are.
Snooze away.
Woodruff. Going left side to Keenan Jackson. Jackson trips. No, he stays on his feet and then trips again across the 10. Well, he's kind of been his own worst enemy here.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's had nothing but open field. But tell you what, that play has worked every time they've run it. It's just kind of a counterplay to him to the left, and there's always been a huge hole for him to scamper through and then trip himself up.
Well, it's a first and goal from the 9-yard line with 2.5 to play. Warriors roll them out. Got a lot of newbies in here as well, but Woodruff still calling the signals. Keeps it himself, goes left side, finds a wide gaping hole, and dives in 9 yards for the touchdown. Warriors!
Great play by Woodruff. He just kept the ball once again and drug up a couple of defenders with him right at the goal line for the touchdown.
It's a Toots touchdown. Toots Good Food and Fun on Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway.
81 yards on 12 carries for Woodruff.
Great drive. I'm in Armand for the extra point, and it is good. Your new score with 2:11 left to play, Riverdale 23, St. Xavier 3. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And now that we have three locations spread out across Rutherford County, we're the perfect spot for your tailgating headquarters before or after your high school game. Our kitchen's open till midnight, and we hope to see you then. Come visit us at one of our three locations in Rutherford County, the old original 860 Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, Home Theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the Steve Martin Construction time of the drive, 5 plays, 34 yards, 2 minutes and 25 seconds. Big 22-minute 25 seconds off the clock, and they take a 23-3 lead at this point. Steve Martin Construction, if you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Touchback for St. X. So Mattingly will draw him to the line, first and 10 from the 20. Burns one here near side, 30, 40, breaks a tackle, and Johnson may be gone, 40, 30, brought down from behind by Riverdale's Lamar Brown with yet another tackle. That one saves a touchdown. But a run from the 20 to the 29 of Riverdale.
First down, Tigers.
First and 10, Tigers. Still scrambling and on his feet, out of bounds. Goes Mattingly, taken out at the 16-yard line. A minute 46, Brown with another tackle. Riverdale got a lot of newbies out here on defense, and Donnie, you want to do that. I do see Odom and also Brown, of course, and Terry. But you want to keep them honest, but make them work a little for it. But you don't want to get anybody hurt this late in the game, and you've got a 20-point lead.
That's true. Let some of those young guys, reserves, get some experience in a big game and prevent some injuries to some key players, hopefully.
Clock stops at a minute 46 after the St. X first down. Mattingly, the handoff right up the gut, goes Sloan. Crosses the 10 down to the 9. Sloan picks up 7 yards.
Jackson wrapped him up.
And the clock stops. I don't know if there was a timeout taken or not. I don't think so.
I don't know what the deal is.
There was an injured warrior out there. Jackson comes off. Give him time to go. Now they wind the clock. Mattingly coming near side, flushed out of the pocket, now going to be taken out of bounds at the 12. Lost 3 yards on that one. But he smartly went out of bounds. Lamar Brown. He's got to be our defensive star of the game. My goodness. Minute 24 to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. Maybe we can get the GNS dune buggy back on the road down. It's I-65 north, right, home?
We'll be going north. We should hit Toronto by about 2.
Mattingly rolling out right side in some trouble, and now he's going to be mashed. My goodness.
Swarming Riverdale defense, closing quickly on Mattingly.
Dante Glover.
Dante wants to get a few more licks before the game's over, doesn't
he? St. X takes a timeout, and we will, too. State Farm Prep Football on WGNS. Riverdale, a minute 6 away from a 20-point win.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC-certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Allsup, Heating and Air, First National Bank. And right after this play, we'll tell you some more.
Mattingly, pass across the middle, broken up. by the Riverdale Warriors, and I saw Glover's big paw in there to knock it down.
Well,
and it was tipped into St. X hand.
It was a great diving catch on the deflection by the Xavier receiver.
Smyrna Bowling Center also does a little bit of sponsoring on this program. Bob Parks, Realtor Sinet P. and Cedar Bucket Restaurant at Lancaster's Pike. Fellas.
First and goal, Tigers from the 2-yard line. Hand off in for the touchdown for the 2-yard scamper is Sloan.
Charles Walker, 16.
Make that Walker, 16. I knew it was one of the two. We're just guessing at this point. 38 seconds to go. Why not?
At this point.
When have we not been guessing on that? Yeah. They do have Hallett out there with 38 seconds to go to kick a PAT, I think.
Yeah, that guy's going to be in a little trouble. Number 48 forgot he was on the extra point team.
Yes. He comes running out of the ocean of yellow and green. Hallett for point. It is up, and it is no good. A low screamer, I think, maybe blocked on the right side of that line. With 38 seconds to go, your new score, Riverdale 23, St. X 9. We'll be right back with more State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of flea and tick products to protect your pet year-round. And this is Amanda, and we invite you to stop in at Animal City and see some of the newest and cutest arrivals, ranging from puppies and kittens to snakes and spiders. And once you find that irresistible baby, we have all of the supplies that you need to keep them happy and healthy. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street, next to the bowling lane.
This is Lester Martin inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day at Martin's Home and Garden, Monday, Labor Day.
The store-wide sale includes half price on all trees and shrubs, fountains and garden decor up to 70% off, and sheds, gazebos, playsets, and playhouses save up to $500. Sale Labor Day only, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's our way of saying thanks to Rutherford County for supporting Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demos.
Store-wide Labor Day prices 9 until 3 only with free food and drinks 11 until 2 at Martin's Home and Garden.
And St. X comes out quickly to try the onside kick, and there are whistles. Not sure that everybody was really ready. 5-yard penalty against St. X. Someone in motion there early.
Yeah, they were a little offsides, I think. But, you know, give them credit. They're trying. They're doing what they need to do for future, you know, games and try your own side kick, do this, do that. Even though there's no chance to win, you might as well work on these things.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Schenkel being serenaded by John Dinkins, ready for the onside kick. And it takes bounce.
Well
executed. It most certainly is. I do think Riverdale came away with it, though, on the second bounce. And they did.
It is recovered.
Well, that had that perfect high bounce you want to have, though, didn't it?
But had those sure hands there. And I think that's Keenan Jackson. He comes up a bit hobbled, but made a great catch. Well, that was well executed. Maybe, you know, that is a difficult, really, thing to do, is it not? I mean, Donnie, that onside kick is...
Yeah, you know, it is tough, but that guy got just that right high bounce, but like you said, the sure hands of Keenan Jackson recovered it.
Knee there by Dylan Woodruff, and the Riverdale coaches in the box next door are packing up the headsets. They heard John singing the party's over, so they're going to go start a new party. Celebrating a victory. 15 seconds and the coaches are coming across the way. This one is over. From Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, your final score in the final game of the State Farm Bluegrass High School Football Classic. Riverdale 23, St. Xavier 9. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show will have coming up for you the Loveless Photography players of the game, the Midas of Murfreesboro shift in the game, and also we will have your stats, Sir Pizza replays, and then we'll wrap things up here from Louisville, Kentucky tonight. Tennessee coming out a victor tonight in our Riverdale Warriors over the hometown St. X team from Louisville, Kentucky. Again, your final 23-9. Stay with us. You're listening to State Farm Prep Football on WGNS.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
It's just hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Oh, gosh, I know what that is.
Do you want to know what to do now?
Tell me, radio guy.
I'll tell you then. You take your car on down there to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. They can fix everything from your classic hot rod to Grandma's Buick.
This ain't Grandma's Buick.
Performance Transmissions can fix your transmission. They're on Memorial Boulevard, next door to O'Reilly's. See them online at MurfreesboroTransmissions.com.
The time is now. Bob Parts Auction. The time is now.
A three-bedroom, two-bath home on 36 acres will be auctioned off on Saturday, September 3rd in Christiana. The auction is at 8335 Christiana Fosterville Road. Trucks, farm equipment, tractors will all be auctioned off at this auction. Again, auction Saturday, September 3rd in Christiana.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at GoPrimetimeSports.com, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. A recap of tonight's game presented by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Postgame Show.
Now, Dylan Woodruff.
And welcome back. John Dinkins back along with you and all the gang, Spanky and the rest of the gang. 23-9, the final score here. Riverdale wins it by 14 and rather really convincingly. Really impressed with this win, and they're giving away some trophies, and Rafferty's going to tell us those winners in just a minute. And Riverdale, of course, getting the presentation of the trophy here from Papa John's Stadium here in Louisville, Kentucky. The Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, and of course, we begin with our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. With that, I turn it over to Brian and Donnie.
Well, tonight, Dylan Woodruff. He was the MVP of offensive MVP here of this classic for Riverdale, and I think he's got to be our MVP here tonight, Donnie, with his outstanding performance. I know this probably one of many. It's our first time seeing him, obviously, but there are not many times you have the offensive stats, especially passing the ball, that this young man had tonight.
No, he just had an absolutely incredibly impressive performance tonight. He had 81 yards rushing on 12 carries, 193 yards in the air. He was 14 of 16. His last two passes were incomplete. But I tell you what, he is one impressive quarterback, and he's just a junior.
Just a junior. So we will go with him, John, for our Loveless Fine Photography Player of the Game.
All right, Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game for Timeless Senior Portraits. Call Alan Loveless at 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland.
Can I add an addendum defensively? I wanted to give Lamar Brown a tip of the hat. He had 12 tackles tonight as well. So if we go on the defensive side of the ball, you can't overlook what the senior defensive back Lamar Brown did on the evening.
T. Watt, and I know Rafferty mentioned the athleticism of their secondary is they're able to close on those balls. If you get too much air on the ball, if you're the quarterback, those Riverdale defensive backs are going to be there. And some big interceptions for the Warrior secondary. And Riverdale's looking good so far, guys.
Well, just a really great defensive effort. And that last touchdown was just – basically a gimme, really.
Reserves were in the field in the game, and
a field goal by the defensive unit, and mm-hmm. A much maligned last year defensive unit, and they're putting it together this year. Our Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game is going to be, I think it's the Adam Davenport fumble recovery when they had a chance to actually come back and score a touchdown with the score much closer than it was.
And, I think it was a 13-point game at that point, John.
And it was around the 20, 25-yard line. Riverdale was struggling a little bit, moving the ball. And the fumble, Davenport right on top of it, I think that's the play of the game, honestly.
He was the lone warrior in that crowd of yellow jerseys for the Xavier Tigers. And he came out with the football. And like Brian said, it takes more than a tickle to get that ball away from Adam Davenport, maybe a crowbar.
Well, I was just really impressed with that, and that really stopped the momentum. I think it really shut off momentum that St. Xavier had really gained. They were marching the ball down to bring themselves within a touchdown. They had plenty of time. I don't know that they would have gone for an onside kick at that point, but they would have had time to get the ball back and really change the complexity of the game.
Yeah, I don't know if this was as big of a shifting moment as the fumble recovery, but two of those option plays were Dylan Woodruff held the ball for the longest, and you think he's going to keep it, particularly that first one. And at the last minute, he flipped it out to Adam Davenport twice, and for huge gains and in crucial third down situations. And that kind of took the wind out of the Xavier defensive sails as well. But just an overall outstanding team performance on both sides of the ball.
I don't think that 80-yard pass was too slouchy either.
No.
To Davenport as well. The Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. You can trust the Midas touch. We'll go now to our stats tonight, brought to you by Sunette P of Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winner's Trophy. We're going to turn it over to Rafferty Cleary over here, who has been doing yeoman's work keeping up with the defensive stats. We've already mentioned Rafferty, Lamar Brown, and a defensive just machine tonight.
Yeah, you know, Riverdale was all over the field defensively tonight, and like you all mentioned earlier, the secondary especially, and that's an improved area of their defenses from what I've been hearing so far. But Lamar Brown had 12 tackles on the night, and Marcellus Odom had a big play down on the goal line when it was third down, and he actually bumped into the player, caused the ball to go up in the air. It was deflected, and then Keenan Jackson came down and intercepted it. But Marcellus Odom had five tackles and an interception tonight, and then Keenan Jackson came up big with the interception on the goal line down there. He had an interception and two tackles. And Dante Glover played exceptionally well on the line tonight, four tackles and a pass deflection. And those are a couple. See, also Scotty Boykin ended the night with six tackles. And for the St. Xavier Tigers, excellent game by defensive end Alex Grunson. He had a sack and five tackles on the evening. And then two guys to watch for next year, they're both juniors, Deontay Clyburn and George Stone. They each had six tackles tonight, a forced fumble. Both those guys were physical players on the defensive part for St. Xavier.
But not enough tonight.
Not enough. No.
There you go. Thank you, Rafferty. Offensively, the stats look like this, Donnie.
Okay, it's just a matter of time before we'll be seeing Rafferty on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just a matter of time, fellas.
ESPN, here he comes.
Yes, exactly right.
Donnie, we still have to take a break. Let's
okay.
go ahead.
St. Xavier Tigers, 37 yards for the quarterback, Alex Mattingly, on 14 carries. Tony Sloan, 12 yards on 5 carries. 34 yards for Walker. He had 8 carries. And we've got 34 yards for Moore as well. Johnson had 37 on 2 carries. And Wimpy, 8 yards on 1 carry. Receiving, Jake Johnson led the way for the Tigers with 84 yards on 6 receptions. On the ground, 46 rushes, 153 yards in the air. Mattingly, 12 of 20. He had a good night as well for 154 yards. All total, 307 yards of offense for the losing St. Xavier Tigers. For the victorious Riverdale Warriors, Adam Davenport, a great night for him, 81 yards on 12 carries. Dylan Woodruff, 28 yards on 7. Marcellus Odom, 51 yards on 7 carries. Mariko Odom, 3 yards on 1 carry, and 11 yards for Ricardo Terry, 22 for Keenan Jackson on 3 carries. And Peyton Phillips got 1 carry for 2 yards. All together on the ground, 28 rushes for 195 yards. And we've talked about what a great night Dylan Woodruff had executing that offense, particularly in the air. He was 14 of 16 for 193 yards. Total offense for the Warriors, 388 yards.
Rather impressive outing there by everybody. Dylan Woodruff looked tremendous tonight.
He was great. Like you say, that big Davenport led the receivers, although he's their fullback with 94 yards. That 80-yard touchdown scamper was the big play, of course, for Davenport. But just an overall well-balanced offensive attack by the Warriors.
23-9, Riverdale wins it, and we're fixing to go to the Sirpeser game replays. And one of the most important things is I win this pigskin pick game tonight as well. So
do I.
Yeah, it's big time.
Yes, I needed that.
Who did you go with, Brian?
I tried to be a little different.
Okay, well, all right.
I know Crager went with St. Xavier. That's all I care about. Yeah.
I think Weaver got a win tonight, by the way. All right, our Sir Pizza game replays. Before we go to the listen to a couple of plays, St. Xavier got off on the scoreboard first with a 32-yard field goal. It was good. It's with 6:24 to go in the first, and they led 3-0. Followed at 10:22, Riverdale responded with a 10-yard TD run by Marcellus Odom. The extra point was good. Riverdale led 7-3. And then Riverdale tacked on another field goal of 29 yards in the second quarter to make it 10-3 Riverdale. And then probably the biggest offensive play of the game and of the night, with 2:25 to go in the third, Dylan Woodruff just threw a little screen out to Adam Davenport, a little dump pass, and this is what happened.
Right side at the last minute, 30, 35, comes back inside, 40, 45, 50. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to do it. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone. Touchdown, Warriors.
It didn't get much better than that. Just a nice little late dump-off pass. Woodruff was being pressured from the backside, found Davenport open, and he had a great downfield blocker to escort him all the way for a big 80-yard touchdown run.
80 yards for Adam Davenport.
All right, and that put him up by a score of 16-3. Things were looking good, but they put the icing on the cake with 2:11 to go in the fourth on a 9-yard touchdown run for Mr. Woodruff.
Sir Pizza game replays.
Keeps it himself, goes left side, finds a wide gaping hole, and dives in 9 yards for the touchdown. Warriors!
Great play by Woodruff. He just kept the ball once again and drug up a couple of defenders with him right at the goal line for the touchdown.
And that made the score 23-3. Late TD by St. X made the final score 23-9. Riverdale wins it. Sir Pizza, Our Sir Pizza replays. Sir Pizza's good to the very edge, by the way. Donnie, you know that. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Be sure to listen back to the game on the Sir Pizza podcast. Check out primetimesports.com to listen to or download the broadcast. And that's a little bit of our Prentice Salsa Peating and Air postgame show. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Brian Barrett will have the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, wrapping up all the scores today and tonight, or yesterday and tonight. And we'll wrap it up here from Papa John's Stadium. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Lewis with First Bank in Murfreesboro.
And Jim Bryan of First Bank in Smyrna.
Did you know that Social Security and other federal benefits are moving to a paperless system?
If you're currently receiving a paper check from the government and want to know more about how you can make the transition to direct deposit, stop by your local First Bank branch or call 890-1111 in Murfreesboro or 267-1111 in Smyrna.
That's 890-1111 or 267-1111. First Bank, member FDIC.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back to wrap things up here from Papa John's Cardinal Stadium for the State Farm Bluegrass High School Football Classic, brought to you on WGNS by our friends at State Farm, and we appreciate everybody helping out with that. All of our sponsors, we couldn't do it without everybody. And we had a really good time here at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, and Riverdale comes out with the win. Let me recap the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and we'll get out of here. It was Smyrna last night, a winner over Brentwood, 28-7. With this, everybody in District 7 AAA won last night. Blackman over Pearl Cone, 30-6. Oakland defeated Hunters Lane 42-7. Siegel on the road at Lincoln County, 33-20 victory. Laverne 21-17 final, and Laverne 2-0 on the year. Eagleville defeated McEwen 27-0. It was Ezel Harding over our Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars by a final of 28-8. No Braves baseball today or tomorrow, and they were off Monday, I believe, or were they playing the Mets on Monday? They're off Monday, so they'll be back in action on Tuesday. They were scheduled to play the Mets in New York, but Hurricane Irene kind of causing some problems up there in New York. All right, friends, that's going to do it here. Let me remind you, Monday night, Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene from Paleo's Grill, 6 to 7. That will be followed by Rick Stockstill Live, and we hope you'll join us for that. Next Friday night, Blackman at Siegel, our pregame at 5:45 with Murphy's matchups. The Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show, 6 until the First Bank pregame show at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7:30. And right back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner and Cougar Corner next Saturday morning. Thanks to my broadcast partners, Donnie Johnson and John Dinkins tonight, and Rafferty Cleary keeping the defensive stats, doing a great job, and he's the wingman going home, I understand, on the trip back. We're headed back to the borough tonight, and to our fine producer back at the station, Zach Troutman. Thanks so very much for joining us from Papa John's Cardinal Stadium in Louisville. Our final score, Riverdale 23. They're 2-0 on the year now, 23-9 over St. X. So long, everyone. Until the next time we meet at the game.